ready the way of the Lord. Ready the way of the Lord. A voice cries out in the wilderness, ready the way of the Lord. Let every valley be filled. Let every valley be filled. Let every mountain be humbled. Let every valley be filled. Desert and wasteland will bloom. Glory and splendor will fill the land. Desert and wasteland will bloom. Those who are blind will then see. Those who are deaf will then hear. Those who are lame will then leap for joy. Those who are mute will then sing. Here is your God, coming with your vindication. Look and behold the saving power of God.
Well, welcome to all you are visiting with us this afternoon. Now is the time of Advent, a time for joyful hope. And now we'll have the lighting of the candle. The question is, how can we prepare ourselves for total surrender so our lives can be fruitful? Remain in Jesus, Jesus remains in us. We will bear many fruits, we will have great joy, and our joy will be complete. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You are sent to the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Loving and eternal God and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. But may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us listen to the word of God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of good tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out, and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay. But he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be, conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire? But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him. At peace. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judea countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him, were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey, and this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. The responsorial psalm says, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation." The love of God is meant to change us, to transform us, and bring us to salvation, where we are all cleansed, and the love of God permeates us all. And salvation means that love has taken over us and is in us. And when it's perfect, we call it heaven. And something which I have noticed in my own life and also in the lives of other people. So much of the life that we live depends on what we learn as little children. The things that little children hear and learn get into their brains. And when they're bad kinds of things, they begin to think they're bad. For example, sometimes I've talked with people who were told when they were little how stupid they were. You're never going to amount to anything. You get this wrong, you get that wrong, and so on. What's the matter with you? And what happens? The child's brain starts saying, you're no good. You're stupid. You'll never amount to anything. And that keeps coming at us over and over and over again. And we're not able to say, I'll stop doing this. It doesn't work that way. Because that is so strong in the brain that just automatically comes and comes and comes and comes. And that can only be helped by talking with somebody who can help get underneath and see where this is all coming from. It's a slow process. There's another thing that happens. This happened to me. It happens to all kinds of. This is little children. All little children need to discover their bodies. This may be kind of hard for some of you, but I see it as the truth and needs to be said. Little children are trying to find out, they're curious about everything. How this works, how that works. And at some point, they get to their genitals and start playing around with the genitals, whether they're girls or whether they're boys. And if someone like grandparents or parents say, you bad little girl, you terrible little boy, this is something very evil, you shouldn't be doing that. You're bad. And that voice goes into those little children, into their brain. And they keep hearing that. And from their own brain, for the rest of their lives, unless they get some help. And so they think, I'm no good. I'm no good. And that leads them into, oftentimes, lives which are very destructive. Unless they're fortunate enough, they get some help with it. Because I'm not saying miracles never happen, but ordinarily, that brain keeps just driving at us. Have you ever noticed about maybe different kinds of things that keeps coming back to you? And back to you. I'm not going to do this anymore. And back it comes. It's very, very automatic. And see, little children learn to masturbate. And if they're caught by some people, and see, part of this is from the church too. We've given the notion, being sexual, there's something kind of wrong with sex, you know. It's not really that good. There's something bad about that, or sin, or something like that. So many of us got that information as we're growing up. People, not out of malice, but didn't know any better. And they faced that. They face that. So they think, I'm worthless. I'm evil. Sex is strong in me. What's wrong with me? I'll never be any good. These little children have to face that. And it's so, so hard. You see, there's another way to go about it than saying, oh, you're bad, this, no, don't you ever do that again. If I catch you do that, I'll whip you for good. There's something else we could do. Like a mom or dad or grandparents could say, When they find the child masturbating, say, well, you know, you're discovering your body. You're trying to find out what works and how it works and so on. And you found out that felt pretty good, didn't you? Yeah, I sure did. And you could say, well, that's kind of the way it goes. You have to kind of learn things. And as you're getting older, I'm going to tell you more about this and what it means and how it's good and how we use it in the right way and how we use it in the wrong way. Remember, you're good. Remember, you're good. But like all of us, we have lots of different stuff to learn. The child says, oh, I guess I'm okay. I guess I'm good. And then they have a brain that says, you're good. And so this, I suppose sometimes you get into big egos, but usually not. Because the more we value ourselves for being the person we are, the less need we have for ego. Ego is a substitute. It's a substitute for feeling good about ourselves. If I don't feel good about myself, I try to make everybody think I'm great. I try to fool myself. And it kind of works. It doesn't really. This is something which helps me not to be so judgmental. I don't know what went in to everybody, what they went through, what their family was like, and all the things that they learned. I don't know that. How then can I judge them? Jesus wasn't stupid when he said, not to judge. You don't have a clue about what's going on in people's brains. But you see, we can do this for good or for bad. Good or for bad. Just think about that. Little children need to be affirmed. We all need it to some degree. I have talked to so many people, get back what's going on when they were little. I remember one person was told they were stupid. Finally, this person learned they could do their math right in their head. They didn't need a pencil. The stupid person, that it took many, many years before that happened. In the meantime, the voice is saying, I'm stupid. I'm stupid. I'm stupid. How tough that is. How tough that is. That is why it's so good for children to make them safe. To help them know their goodness and their value. Everybody makes mistakes. Big people make mistakes. And remember, I read this the other day in a book. This just struck me. It said, how does it go? We choose to do sinful actions. We choose to do something bad. Yeah, we do that. The mistake we make is, therefore, you are bad. I maybe did something bad, but I'm not bad. Each one of us is not bad, because that love that God is in us, and that is there. And it gets crushed when we think we're bad. To realize this goodness that we are is a gift from God who loves us so much that that gift will never be taken away. There, I think, is probably no job in the world that's as valuable and as difficult and needed as being good moms and dads. Being a priest is nothing compared to that. Nothing compared to that. Your children will not be influenced too much by me. But those little ones really will, for good and for bad. They need to be loved. That means sometimes you say, no, you can't do that. That's going to get you electrocuted. You got to put that knife away. I'm going to take it away from you. Because it's going to hurt you. That's not my toy. I hate you, Mommy. I hate you, Dad. I hate you. And Mommy and Daddy are not going to say, that's too bad. This is going to hurt you, and I love you. And I'm not going to let you hurt yourself. So much. So much. And I know some of that because I've gone through it. I had good parents in many, many kinds of ways, but other things kind of happened, which, thank God I survived. And I don't know how. I really don't. I sometimes ask myself, how come you're not in jail? I say, I don't really know, because I sure could have been. I sure could have been. Think how much happier we would be if we didn't judge each other. I know there's some people who are doing this kind of bad things. They've been hearing that part in their brain over and over and over and over again. Some people said, you better not talk about this stuff. I said, it's much too important not to talk about. You see, unfortunately, there's been a tradition. I don't know how it all comes by. There's something bad about being sexual, about sexual pleasure. We can use it badly, and often it can be, that's true. But it's something given us by God. And our job is, with the help of God, to use it well and not be scared. I'd like to take a couple minutes for us just to meditate about this. Let's close our eyes and breathe slowly and deeply. And God is smiling at us, loving us. God sees our sins. And God still smiles at us. And I wonder, I thought you'd be mad at me, God, because I did something bad. Huh? God says, oh, of course I smile at you, because you see, when you do bad things, that means that you're hurting yourself in some way and other people. And that makes me sad. I'm not going to get after you. I just want to help you get well. I never punish anybody, but I do want to help them get well. I want you to get well. I'm with you always. Don't be scared when you're taking a wrong path that I'll let you go. Don't be afraid when you sin. Don't be afraid when you sin that I'm going to be mad and get after you. No, no, no. All the more, because the sicker you are, the more deeply I want to help you. It might be good for us to do that little meditation. And also, too, if I can ever be of any help to you with something like that, all you have to do is give me a call. I love you. God loves you a billion times more. And you love me too sometimes, I suppose, and sometimes you think he's crazy, which is all right. Because I am a bit crazy. I think there's something good about that. A bit crazy, not real crazy. So, love me too. Not because I'm a priest. Please do not do that. That's one of the most stupid things you could ever do. Love me because I'm people. Just like you. God bless you.